Hello, my name is Darren, and by the time you're watching this, we're starting to get pretty close towards Christmas. I wonder how excited you're feeling. Well, it's been quite a year, hasn't it? We've had some major changes around the world. In the UK, we have a new government. We even have a new leader of the opposition party. And by the time you're watching this, the United States will have a new president. At the time of recording this, I've no idea who that's going to be, but hopefully by now you will know. It's almost as if the whole world is looking for a new hero, a new leader, almost like a superhero. Well, I'm a big fan of superheroes, superhero movies in particular. And I'm just going to show you a short clip from quite a well-known superhero. I'm unashamedly going to show this. It's a couple of minutes long. And while I play this trailer, listen carefully to some of the words and we'll catch up about it in a moment or two.
Goodbye, my son. Our hopes and dreams travel with you.
He'll be an outcast. I'll kill him.
How? He'll be a god to them.
What if a child dreamed of becoming something other than what society had intended? What if a child aspired to something greater?
My son was in the bus. He saw what Clark did.
You're the answer, son. You're the answer to Are We Alone in the Universe?
Can I just keep pretending I'm your son?
You are my son. That you were sent here for a reason. And even if it takes the rest of your life, you owe it to yourself to find out what that reason is.
How do you find someone who has spent a lifetime covering his tracks? For some, he was a guardian angel. For others, a ghost who never quite fit in.
You will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards. They will race behind you. They will stumble. They will fall. But in time, they will join you in the sun. In time, you will help them accomplish wonders.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was a trailer, of course, for the Man of Steel Superman movie. I'm just going to read out to you some of the words that were said to you in that trailer and see if they ring true or even seem familiar. My son, my hopes and dreams travel with you. He will be an outcast. They will kill him. He will be a god to them. You're the answer, son. You're the answer to Are We Alone in the Universe? You are my son. I have to believe you are sent here for a reason. He will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards. They will race behind you. They will stumble. But in time, they will join you in the sun. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds strangely familiar. To me, that sounds very much like a description of Jesus, the Son of God. And, you know, I wonder if it's no accident that in most superhero movies, this kind of something inside of us, this hope and desire for a saviour figure who's going to save us from all the ills and the woes and all the world's problems. But yet, are we looking in the wrong place? For centuries and centuries, the nation of Israel were expectantly hoping for a saviour figure, a Messiah, the Anointed One. And let me read this from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, and this will be probably familiar words. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. But the thing is, everybody seemed to be looking for this saviour person in the wrong place. Everybody was expecting, like, Superman, an amazing, super strong warrior. But instead, the king arrived, born as a baby, as an infant, laid in a manger. The King of Kings lay thus in a lowly manger. Certainly important words to reflect upon this Christmas. And as a final thought, I wonder where we are looking for our Saviour this Christmas. Are we looking for salvation in the day of Christmas itself, or friends or family or presents or something amazing like that? Or maybe this Christmas we need to look somewhere else, at the person of Jesus. God bless. I hope you have a lovely Christmas this year, and all God's blessings for the year ahead.